USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Police in St. Louis have identified the suspect they say opened fire at the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School Monday morning. Police say 19-year-old Orlando Harris shot and killed a teacher and a student and injured at least six others before he exchanged shots with police and was killed. St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack told reporters Monday afternoon that Harris graduated from the school last year and had no prior criminal record.
There's suspicions that there may be some mental illness that he was experiencing. We're working on developing that information.
One of the major concerns Americans have right now is the cost of everyday items. At Monday's White House press briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there has been some relief at the gas pump. She says the president will continue to do whatever he can to bring down prices while also urging companies making record profits to pass on their lower costs.
For a third week, with prices coming down in every state across the country, nationally prices are down by $1.22 per gallon since their June peak.
In Mississippi, where health officials expect 5,000 more births each year as a result of the Supreme Court ruling upending abortion rights, children are more likely to die before their first birthday than in any other state. Mississippi has the nation's highest fetal mortality rate, highest infant mortality rate, highest preterm birth rate, and is among the worst states for maternal mortality. Black women are nearly three times more likely to die due to childbirth than white women in Mississippi. As the state's Republican leaders led the legal fight against abortion, Governor Tate Reeves said he would do everything in his power to make Mississippi the safest state in the union for an unborn child. But access to pre- and postnatal care has dwindled in Mississippi since the June ruling, making childbirth even more dangerous for poor women and children. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday temporarily shielded Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, from having to answer questions from a special grand jury in Georgia investigating efforts to overturn former President Donald J. Trump's election loss in the state. Justice Thomas's brief order was an administrative stay meant to give the court some breathing room to weigh the senator's emergency application, asking the Supreme Court to bar the grand jury from asking him any questions. On Saturday, Justice Thomas, who oversees the appeals court whose ruling is at issue, ordered prosecutors to respond to the application by Thursday. Such a request for a response is almost always a sign that the full court will weigh in on the matter. Russian President Vladimir Putin showcased what seemed to be intravenous or IV track marks on his hands while meeting with soldiers, sparking rumors of his undergoing cancer treatment. The video was released by Russia's Ministry of Defense last week of showing the Russian president overseeing drills while accompanied by several soldiers. Putin, at one point, is seen donning ear protection and glasses as he practices shooting a sniper rifle. After standing up, Putin grabs one of the soldier's arms with his hand, with a visible mark showing. U.S. students in most states and almost all demographic groups have experienced troubling setbacks in both math and reading, according to an authoritative national exam released on Monday, offering the most definitive indictment yet of the pandemic's impact on millions of school children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.